is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A teen was arrested for allegedly plotting an attack on 4th of July events in Canyon, Texas. KFDA-TV reporter Paige Stockton says he's been identified as 18-year-old Kevin Hunt.
A joint investigation between Texas DPS, the Amarillo Police Department, and the Randall County District Attorney's Office found in the weeks leading up to his detainment, Hunt showed concerning social media activity, including self-harm and a desire to commit a mass casualty attack. Officials say when Hunt was observed conducting activities consistent with site surveillance ahead of the local Independence Day event, DPS acted immediately.
President Trump questions the credibility of documents in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case.
These files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden. We went through years of that with the Russia hoax.
He defended Attorney General Pam Bondi's decision to not release them, but supporters of the president want them out. With the vice president casting the tie-breaking vote, the Senate moves ahead on a rescissions package that would claw back foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
We did speak with the president and CEO of NPR, Catherine Mayer, and she basically warned that these cuts would particularly impact some of NPR's rural stations, whether that is getting their news and information from these stations, and also these emergency alerts.
ICE is rolling out a new policy that expands who could be held in immigration detention without a bond hearing. And Lilia Luciano tells us.
And this change is happening as ICE is preparing to double their detention capacity with billions in new funding. And it's something that legal groups are expected to be challenging in court. We'll see how that plays out. But for the moment, this seems to be the new guidance, and it could affect millions of undocumented people who are currently in the U.S.
Credit card debt stacking up, and you feel like you just can't get out? According to a new survey from Bankrate, you're not alone. Analyst Ted Rossman on what people are charging the most.
Emergency expenses are number one, so that's going to include things like car repairs, home repairs, medical bills, other unexpected expenses. And then the second biggest reason is day-to-day expenses.
And that survey found that nearly a quarter of people also feel like they will always be stuck with all those mounting bills. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Elmo was hacked.
Sesame Street says Elmo's X account posted anti-Semitic and racist posts after it was hacked on Sunday. The posts contained slurs against Jews and commentary about President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Now they have the account back, saying it was briefly hacked by an outside party in spite of security measures in place. The statement goes on, "These posts in no way reflect the values of Sesame Workshop or Sesame Street, and no one at the organization was involved." Elmo's account has about 670,000 followers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A Les Paul guitar famously stolen from the Rolling Stones in 1971 has been discovered at the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art. The 1959 Sunburst Gibson Les Paul Standard was found in a large donation of over 500 guitars gifted to the Met. It was most notably played during the Stones' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. Until now, the guitar was considered long gone. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
partly cloudy, warm and humid today with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon and tonight. And a couple of those storms could be strong to severe. Our high today, 84. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon. A lot cooler and less humid with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Oh, Central Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Knocking upon your door.
just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah, all you got to do is call. I'll be there, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
Can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. It's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? My heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel. It's true. Don't be cruel. Do a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. Traces of love. of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love. Of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, committed. The days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Love.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Thank you.
look back, I can see me lost and searching. Now I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I just have a laugh. All my trouble been torn in half. I've been lonely too long.
Exactly what you
you do, and now you love me too. Now you love me too. Now you love me too.
CBS News Brief. House Speaker Mike Johnson joining a growing number of Republicans calling on the Justice Department to release all information on the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it.
Johnson on the Benny Johnson Show podcast. An Israeli-backed American-run aid group says 20 Palestinians were killed today at a food distribution site in Gaza, most in a stampede. The BBC's Yoland Nell
is talking about misleading social media information that there's been in recent days, which it says has caused crowds to gather at closed sites.
The Trump administration's ordered 2,000 National Guard troops deployed to L.A. during ICE protests to go home. Mayor Karen Bass.
2,000 troops are being withdrawn. We don't exactly know where they're going. I certainly hope that these young people will not be used as props in some other city.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.